everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
The 1930s were difficult times for America. The country was in the midst of the Great Depression. Jobs were scarce, but hopes remained high. And it was during that time Mueller started making metal products. Now, over 85 years later, the Mueller name is known across the South as the finest in quality steel and workmanship. Mueller understands what it means to weather the storm, and our products do too. A Mueller metal roof is made to last and protect you and your most valued possessions from the harsh weather we're accustomed to in this area. A Mueller metal roof can endure the intense sun, the heavy rain, hail, and the occasional snowstorm that blows through these parts. And it will continue to do so for years to come, much longer than a conventional roof. So if you want peace of mind for the future, choose a metal roof for your home that's made by Mueller. Visit MuellerInc.com to learn more and find a location near you. You'll see why a Mueller metal roof is the best thing to put over your head.
Welcome back. Fed cattle trade today at a standstill with just a few bids noted in parts of the north. Generally speaking, asking prices were around $110 in the south and $172 to $174 plus in the north. It's beginning to look as if significant trade volume will not surface until after the on-Fed report, scheduled for release on Friday afternoon. Corn futures were fractionally mixed near the top of the noon hour today in lackluster trade volume. Equities, though, at midday were lower with the Dow Jones off 35 points and the NASDAQ negative by 17. In live cattle, prices were mixed as traders prepared to move into the final hour of the session, with price changes ranging from 27 higher to 100 lower. Nearbys were in the red for most of the session, pressured by profit-taking in the wake of Wednesday's impressive pop. The premium of spot October, though, may also be reined in a bit by uncertainty surrounding cash potential. And feeder cattle, for the most part, were moderately lower today, checked by positioning relative to yesterday's surge forward and the September 1 on feed report, yet losses seemed to be moderating from the toughest wave of selling seen earlier this morning. Grain futures, though, were mostly lower today after they gave back Wednesday's gains in tandem with many markets around the world in response to the latest moves by the Federal Reserve. Corn prices slipped today in quiet trade. December futures held to an inside day with a trading range of just 2 cents for most of the overnight session. Soybeans were lower, hit by steady selling overnight. November futures were again unable to hold yesterday's move above the 50-day moving average, which came in today around 968 and three quarters. Wheat prices were mixed today. While winter wheat contracts pulled back from probes of chart resistance, spring wheat attracted technical buying after reversing higher on Wednesday following a tick into the June gap that kicked off its rally. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.